This Embassy Road Project episode was produced in collaboration with the EnviroTech Accelerator. As the world seeks effective ways to combat the global existential crisis that is climate change, a novel carbon removal technology has emerged on the international scene that is offering an alternative to solvent sorbent carbon removal technologies currently existing on the market. The technology is featured in the March 2023 issue of the peer-reviewed journal for carbon utilization. This carbon capture and sequestration technology was designed to capture atmospheric CO2 much like lichen do in nature. Lichen are comprised of a combination of organisms, an algae, which photosynthesizes, pulling down atmospheric CO2, and a fungus, which provides a good environment for the algae to thrive, allowing the algae to receive the right amount of micronutrients, gas exchange, moisture and sunlight, but not too much UV necessary for photosynthesis. A paint innovation company, Reactive Surfaces, specializing in developing bio-based coatings for the paint and coatings industry for the past 20 years, has developed a paint containing algae that photosynthesize within a special non-toxic coating system which allows for the lighting, gas exchange, nutrients and water the algae need, much like lichen. The resulting algal biomass which contains the CO2 accumulates in the paint and then can be converted to bioca, safely sequestering that CO2 for hundreds or even thousands of years. What this XPRIZE team has achieved is an absolute quantum leap in carbon capture and sequestration technology, explains EnviroTech Accelerator founder, James Scott. Scott continues, this technology is fully optimized for scalability, limited energy input requirements, and utilizes a building block construction strategy, which means it can be implemented virtually anywhere. The peer-reviewed paper, titled Integrated Techno-Economic and Life Cycle Assessment of a Novel Algae-Based Coating for Direct Air Carbon Capture and Sequestration, is a life cycle analysis and techno-economic analysis for the technology, called Carbon Capture Coatings. In a solar-based configuration, the technology can be configured to use waste or solar energy. Within the third-party independent study, the LCA accounts for all Scope 1 and 2 carbon emissions for the described carbon capture coatings facility. The authors conclude that the technology is scalable, has a 50% efficiency in the solar configuration, meaning that to account for system emissions, 2 tons of CO2 must be captured and sequestered to net 1 ton of sequestered CO2. And the cost is in the $700 to $1,500 range per ton of CO2 captured and sequestered. Dr. Jason Quinn, CEO of the independent third party that evaluated the technology for the LCA and techno-economic analysis, concluded that the capture costs estimated with this study are on par with existing direct air carbon capture and storage technologies, including Climeworks' low-temperature sorbent system. Furthermore, the proposed technology offers rapid scale-up potential, which is important if we are to be able to address the removal of billions of tons of CO2 in time to make a difference in climate change. Moreover, carbon capture coatings technology does not rely on injecting billions of tons of CO2 deep into the earth like many of the other sequestration techniques relied upon by other carbon removal systems. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please like, subscribe, and share. For more information about EnviroTech Accelerator projects, visit their website at envirotechaccelerator.org.